Positive thinking leads to positive outcomes, and negative thinking leads to negative outcomes and consequences. As Muslims, we should try our utmost to think positive generally, and also think positive about others as well, our fellow believers. We shouldn't have a negative mindset regarding others. We shouldn't jump to conclusions. We shouldn't be suspicious about people. Because remember, a pious believer is he whose heart is pure from thinking evil, thinking bad about others. And as for the person who always thinks negatively about others, he's quick to judge others and even spread misinformation regarding others. Do you know where this comes from? This comes from a diseased heart. And this is not something that I am saying. The ulama, rahimahumullah ta'ala, have said this throughout the ages. In Faidul Qadir, it states that qala al-ulama'u al-a'lam rahimahumullah ta'ala, that the eminent scholars of Islam, rahimahumullah ta'ala, have said that innama yansha'u dhannu al-khabithu min al-qalb al-khabith, that an evil thought, evil thinking, comes from a polluted heart, a corrupted heart, a khabith heart, a filthy heart. So we need to think, are we amongst those who think positively about others? Or are we amongst those who think negatively all the time? That we cannot think positively of others. We need to find out what are those reasons why we can't think positive about others. We need to rectify ourselves. We need to purify our hearts. I mean, to save ourselves from this wa'id, that evil thinking, negative thinking, comes from a khabith, impure and filthy heart. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all sound hearts which reflect only the truth, and may He give us the ability to think positively, to think good about our fellow believers, inshallah.